B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, well, breaking news to start the show here today. Zolak and Bertrand, here we go.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So, I feel like you never get to do the breaking news.
I usually don't.
Are you in a position to do the breaking news right now?
I am actually pulling it up, and I actually do have it here.
All right, go ahead.
This from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network sources. NFL is not planning to suspend Chiefs star wide receiver Tyreek Hill following a thorough investigation into the allegations of child abuse per James Palmer TV. Works for the network and myself. That's from Rap Sheet. You shocked? I'm not. I'm not shocked at all. You knew this was coming. They need the Chiefs to do well. They need the Chiefs to, they need scoring. They need points. They need Mahomes to be the front cover of the Madden game. They need him to be the MVP again. They need them to challenge the New England Patriots, and they can't do that without Tyreek Hill. But they'll suspend Tom Brady for 4 games because they thought he took air out of a football.
No. They thought
go break, and I'm not
somebody else.
We're going down this line where you compare other ones.
Hey,
okay?
So you have to.
We do. I hate when people say that it's just dumb and it's a stupid argument because neither one is dependent of the other and they're two totally different. No, it isn't. When you suspend somebody and take them away from the game, whether it's Edelman for a PED, whether it's Brady for air out of a football, and then you actually have evidence. They harbor these type of players there. Cincinnati West, I say that because it's west of Cincinnati. Normally, these are the Bengals doing this. So, we know what happened with Tyreek Hill. We know the kid broke his arm. The girlfriend talked about it. The fiance, or whatever she is to him. The significant other. There's been issues with this player with other things. Where there's smoke, there's fire. What more does the league need?
Well, here's the statement from the NFL. Over the past 4 months, we have conducted a comprehensive investigation of allegations regarding Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Throughout this investigation, the NFL's primary concern has been the well-being of the child. Our understanding is that the child is safe and that the child's ongoing care is being directed and monitored by the Johnson County District Court and the Johnson County Department for Children and Families.
So that it's that serious that this child is being observed by that and directed by that group.
No, the care is being directed and monitored by the court.
But he didn't do anything wrong.
And the Department for Children and Families. So wonderful that the NFL's first concern is health
nice.
And welfare
nice.
Of the child.
Yeah, of course. Right. Why wouldn't it be?
And I'll get to this in a moment.
They're full of bleep. They're making sure this guy's eligible. That's what they're concerned with.
We've got three more paragraphs here, but so far it reads like, well, the kid's safe now, so Tyreek Hill, lace him up.
Yeah.
In conducting our investigation, we have taken great care to ensure that we do not interfere with the county's proceedings or compromise the privacy or welfare of the child in any way. Oh, my God. This is special. The information developed in the court proceeding is confidential and has not been shared with us, and the court has sealed all law enforcement records. Local law enforcement authorities have publicly advised that the available evidence does not permit them to determine who caused the child's injuries. Similarly, based on the evidence presently available, the NFL cannot conclude that Mr. Hill violated the personal conduct policy. Accordingly, he may attend Kansas City's training camp and participate in all club activities. He has been and will continue to be subject to conditions set forth by the district court, Commissioner Goodell, the Chiefs, which include clinical evaluation and therapeutic intervention.
The kid is being monitored. The man has been restricted from going to the facility. The Chiefs themselves banned him from the facility.
If further information becomes available through law enforcement, the pending court proceeding, or other surface, we will promptly consider it and take all appropriate steps at that time.
See, I didn't think it would affect the Patriots anyway. And that's the way I look at it, because you're going to have them in December. I mean, I thought he was going to get a minimum 4 games. But I'm not surprised by this.
What was the phrase that the NFL used when deciding in their decision to suspend Tom Brady the 4 games, fine the Patriots $1 million, and take away the draft picks? What was the phrase that was repeated over and over and over again by us in the report? Do you remember the phrase?
What was it? Why don't you refresh us?
More probable than not.
More probable than not. Yeah.
That was their burden of proof.
Right.
And again, it's not just about Tom Brady, because by the way, Zoe, I'm pretty sure they were monkeying with the footballs. But
I don't think anybody's going after that.
The fact is, yeah, they sat down Tom Brady and fined the team and did all that stuff.
Fresh as lettuce.
Not because Tom Brady himself monkeyed with the footballs, but under his direction, they believe it was more probable than not that the two guys did something with the balls a few different times, and they sat him down for 4 games. With this kid and his safety and welfare being directed and monitored by the court.
Why are you monitoring it if there's no issue?
And the county.
If nothing's there, what are you doing monitoring it? Why has he been banned? What's he been banned for?
They apparently feel it is more probable than not that Tyreek Hill had nothing to do with endangering the safety of this child. It is it sickens my stomach.
Yeah, so let's go back to the Deflategate. So does it have to be a legal or a civil investigation to where the outside sources, whether it's the police officers, whether it's the FBI, get involved, whether it's drugs, this or that, or is the league and the commissioner in his spot, the judge, the jury, and the executioner? Does it need to be proven in a court of law? No, it doesn't, because the NFL rules are different. The NFL has their own laws. They make judgments based on limited information that they have. Look how they handled Ray Rice. Look how they handled Hardy. Not you. Greg Hardy.
I know. People still call me Greg Hardy. It's unfortunate.
Chiefs already lost a running back. He's in Cleveland because he screwed up too. They like these type of players. There's a reason they got him where he got him. I mean, like, you knew there were no issues with this player prior. So you're going to monitor the child. There's enough evidence for you to monitor the child from a legal standpoint. Now you have to monitor the child. Why? He didn't do anything. That's his kid. What are you monitoring for? It's ridiculous that he's going to be able to play and suit up day one.
4 days ago, Michael McCann wrote about this on the MMQB. He said Roger Goodell will announce whether
that's a tough one for
the
Roger.
Chiefs receiver violated the conduct policy.
Aren't we in a different day and age with domestic abuse and child abuse? Beyond steroids and PED violations, right? Shouldn't they come down harder on those type of players than they do on their little PEDs or the Josh Gordon weed guys? They get their priorities up there. You know what? I mean, it's ridiculous this guy could play.
What they're trying to determine, if it was Hill responsible for the injuries suffered by his 3-year-old son earlier this year. Can we just
go back to Adrian Peterson?
Forgive me. I'm going to say this over and over again. 3-year-old son. Or that Hill undermined the league's image upon media publication of a recording in which Hill told his former fiance that she needs to be terrified of him.
Put her in her place, huh? Is she being monitored too? Are they going to watch her? We got opening drive up, by the way. No deal for her.
What do you got? Do you want to run down the opening drive?
TB12. They took it down already.
Okay. And there's a lot to unpack here, and we did not expect to be doing this right off the bat today. So we will go back and we will give you the timeline of what happened with Tyreek Hill's 3-year-old son, the injuries he sustained. But on the surface, though, if you're the parent of this child and you were telling the mother that she needs to be terrified of him, and that there are recordings of the two of them talking about the physical discipline of that boy, and they cannot deter. I will say this, whether he actually did it or not, he's still responsible. He's responsible for the safety and welfare of that child, and whether they can determine whether it was actually him who broke the kid's arm or his fiance, former fiance, it doesn't matter. He's still responsible. He's still responsible. He's responsible for the safety and welfare of that child, and if he knew that was going on and didn't take steps to get the kid out of that environment, he's still responsible, and he still
should be. So it's more probable than not that he's responsible.
He is responsible. Oh. He's the father.
Oh.
There's no question as to the responsibility here. If you want to get down to the nitty gritty as to who actually did it, but they're both talking about the physical discipline of this 3-year old, and the league comes out and in their statement they say the NFL cannot conclude that Mr. Hill violated the personal conduct policy.
So what the hell is that conduct policy? That's what you question.
Again, more to unpack.
Very low bar here, folks.
The conduct policy, what we know about Tyreek Hill, what we know about the fiance, and what we know about the son, and what we definitely know at 10:13 on Friday morning is that Tyreek Hill is free to show up to camp and fully participate in training camp with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
All systems go.
Jet sweep back
that,
on, baby.
For
Jet
that
sweep back on.
Just immaculate human being, Tyreek Hill.
Good player.
Get him in there.
Fast.
Absolutely.
Mm. I'm this embarrassed for the league on this. I am. It's embarrassing. You know, and, hey, I was in the league. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing for the NFL.
Do you know what the league's burden of proof is?
The way you make money, the way you do it, you know, and the way you say you're going to crack down on things, and what's that?
I don't know. I guess it's whatever they want it to be. In a court of law.
That's what I'm saying. They have their own law.
In a court, it's beyond reasonable doubt.
Right.
Right? So that's a pretty good standard to adopt if you're the NFL. Is there any reason to doubt that Tyreek Hill or the fiance knew about what was happening with their son and one of them caused the injuries and the other one allowed it to happen?
Yeah. I mean, I could see an actual court of law.
Is there any doubt in your mind that Tyreek Hill
or
his fiance caused the injury and that the other one knew about it?
The NFL shouldn't allow. They should take this into their own hands where, you know what, we're suspending him for minimum 4 games, maybe even 6. Because we know something obviously happened here. We don't need the court of law to tell us definitively what happened. Because that's how we act.
I'm not using
hyperbole. And this isn't a criminal investigation, by the
way.
Tom Pelissero just spoke to the Kansas City Department for Children and Families, said that it's not a criminal investigation. It's strictly about the child's welfare. There's no criminal investigation going on.
Unbelievable.
Because I'm guessing neither one will press charges against the other. Quality human beings.
But Adrian Peterson took off to the point where that was just a whipping, but now you got broken bones, and yet... Yeah, you know, we're not going to criminally, you know, implicate this guy.
Yeah. So that now will be what we focus on here for the start of the show.
We're starting with, yeah. We'll get to Brady. We'll get to all this stuff. But, yeah, it affects your football team, folks. You should be pissed.
617-779-0985. It's Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy in for Beetle. NFL says no suspension for Tyreek Hill.
It's amazing. So there's that radio host out in Kansas City that actually got suspended. Then he got fired several days after giving an opinion based on facts about Andy Reid. And Tyreek Hill will not miss a single day of work.
That's right.
He plays in the National Football League.
Quick timeline on Tyreek Hill. Kicked off the team at Oklahoma State.
Oh.
After charges of domestic assault and battery involving his pregnant girlfriend, Crystal Espinal.
Did he deny those charges, Hardy?
No, he pleaded guilty to that charge. Sentence was deferred. He paid a fine, placed on probation. Had to go to anger management courses, domestic abuse classes. The guilty plea was withdrawn after he went to those things, and the case was dismissed.
Yeah.
Drafted by the Chiefs. Okay? A lot of Chiefs fans didn't like it. Said, this is an issue, right? Fast forward a little bit here. Police called to the home on Switzer Road in March to investigate reports of a battery involving a child victim. Tyreek Hill's name is not mentioned in the report. The fiance's name is listed. The incident happened sometime between February 4th and February 21st. A second report, dated March 5th, shows officers called to the home to investigate a report of child abuse or neglect. Both Hill and Espinal listed in that report. Report states prosecution was declined in that case on March 8th. Fast forward to April 15th. Tyreek Hill reports for off-season workouts. In between, there's some phone recordings. Jim, we have a recording of the telephone call that Crystal made. Now, she made this recording on the phone while she was speaking with Tyreek Hill.
You're not listening to me. Think about why a freaking three-year-old would tell everybody and anybody that you broke his arm. Why would you do that?
I'm the one that plays with him, maybe. That's why. You don't do with him. I'm the one that get physical with him.
No, I play with a hell of a lot more than you do. You just sit on your game all the damn time.
That's right. That's all I need to do.
So don't sit here and tell me I don't play with.
You're right. You're right, bro. Like I said, I'm sorry for whatever happened.
Oh.
Obviously, this wasn't a match made in heaven right here.
Okay, it's not a phone recording. Excuse me. I forget the circumstances.
They were walking in the Dubai airport.
Okay, so she just was recording because she was wanted to use this, right? She wanted some evidence.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for whatever happened. NFL, did you hear this?
So there's two times they're called. It's probably seven or eight things that happened, or seven or eight different instances where she's had it. You know, I feel bad for people that get abused. I do now. Because, like, you got a chance to actually, you know, make a point here with this guy to take a stand, and you elect not to do it as a league.
Here's something interesting, Zoe. Speaking of the league, 3 days before anyone else found out about these allegations and the child abuse mm-hmm. investigations, an NFL security rep requested information about the case. They knew what was going on before anyone else did. According to a document obtained by KMBC through the Kansas Open Records Act, they found out that they were going around asking questions about this before anyone else knew about it. So how and when the NFL and the Chiefs learn about this? Oh, did they know what was going on the whole time?
You drafted the guy. You know what's going on. You know history, right? You just read through what went down at OK State. I mean,
the investigations
there for you.
Are ongoing as to what happened at that house.
You don't think police
during that time?
What?
Spokespersons for the agencies for the Kansas Department of Children and Families and the Johnson County Prosecutor's Office are not going to comment on the status or timeline for a resolution. So they have not resolved it. The NFL said, "Well."
I mean, unless
you're going on here,
unless you're Brandon Spikes and you leave your Mercedes in the middle of 495 with your actual plates on it, where they could trace you to who the actual driver is or who it is. You've been let go by police before. There are police that talk. You don't think that they're connected down there to the Chiefs or league? Like, hey, we got this guy stopped on us. We got another call to the house. What do you guys want to do with this? Just to let you know, we're getting calls here. Go back, look at Hernandez stuff when stuff was going down. I mean, you didn't think stuff got out or teams talked? You don't think these teams dig and want to know stuff on our players? You're damn right they do. They're trying to stay ahead of it. They're trying to squash it all. Is this good for the league? No. Is this good for Kansas City? No. Here's your problem. Who's your contenders in the AFC other than New England? Come on, go. Contenders. Actual shot at winning on the road here in this stadium.
There's a very short list, and Kansas City's on that list.
I don't think it's Pittsburgh anymore because you don't have the wideouts now. It's Kansas City, then everybody else, a distant second, third, fourth, fifth. You need Kansas City in the AFC. This is what you need. You need them at full strength. They need them to sell tickets. They need them for ratings. They need them for TV. You got Patrick Mahomes plastered over everything, every news cover, every magazine, every video game. He's the future. He didn't have number 10. Those numbers come down. Less watchable. Less wins. This is about home field advantage now. Like, if you're a Patriots fan, you should be pissed. Sorry to put it that way, but that's the way I look at it.
Well, I don't look at this
if somebody screws up, you should pay for it.
Under the microscope of the Patriots or the Chiefs or anything else, here's a guy who is being allowed to go out there and essentially do whatever he wants with a three-year-old between him and his piece of crap fiance.
I just told you, the two of them
arguing back and forth as to who's going to take the blame for this one, right? And trying to, apparently neither one willing to actually stand up and testify as to what actually happened. And meanwhile, there's a three-year-old with a broken arm that has to be monitored by two different agencies so they make sure he doesn't end up dead. And the NFL, this just posted by Mike Florio, who usually brings a player who is under investigation for violating the personal conduct policy, normally brings that player to 345 Park Avenue. Didn't do it. It's not always the case. The league decided, based on its investigation of Tyreek Hill, that Hill did not need a formal get-together of that kind, and the message that would have gone along with it.
You want more salt for the wound? So this also from James.
What message that would have gone along? What does that mean?
Well, the message is like
the message to the public that, oh, we're having a meeting with him, or the message to Tyreek Hill, do you think he meant?
How about the rest of the league?
Would it have put the alarms up if the league said, oh, they were bringing him in for a formal meeting? Would this have brought more attention to the case? Is that what he means? Or does he mean like the message to Hill?
How about that? Okay, they bring up Ezekiel Elliott, right? Elliott made an early July trip to New York City for a meeting with the commissioner that resulted in no discipline for Elliott's run-in with a 19-year-old security guard at a Las Vegas music festival. Source with knowledge of the situation says the league closed the book on Hill without having him come to New York for a formal sit-down. While some would call it a distinction without a difference, the league likely believed that Elliott needed to have the fear of Goodell infused upon him.
Yeah!
Which means that the league decided, based on its investigation of Tyreek Hill, that Hill didn't need a formal get-together of that kind and the message that would have gone along with it.
Okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
So Tom Brady needed that fear too, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm clear now.
Fear.
I'm clear.
Brady
needed
Elliott scared.
The fear.
Yeah.
Hill doesn't need that fear.
Yeah.
He's obviously very, very afraid based on what? The fact that no criminal charges have been filed because they can't determine what exactly happened inside that house because neither Tyreek Hill or Crystal are owning up to what happened with their kid when they're obviously both are responsible. You're both the parents. You're both responsible. You both of you go to jail something like this happens.
I got some news here that's good for the Chiefs because Chiefs are going to take the high road here, guys. This also from James Palmer adding on to his report. My understanding is that most likely now it will take several weeks, if not months, before the contract talks are back on between Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs because he's in the final year of his rookie deal. So the Chiefs are actually going to put this on the back burner, you know. Probably not a good look to lock him up with $30 million or $60 million guaranteed.
Right.
What Brandon Cooks get? How much he making? This dude's going to get a hell of a lot more money than Brandon Cooks got.
Yeah, that would probably be a bad PR move for them to
not a good look for the league or the Chiefs.
Ink him to an extension tomorrow.
Kansas City. Oh, Baltimore West.
Well, they can't let him go, though, because if they know they let him go, then John Dorsey's going to sign him to the Browns.
Oh, it's not just the Chiefs. And there are a ton of teams out there would sign him in an instant. This isn't about the team. This isn't about, you know, the unfair competitiveness. This is about the NFL and what they are willing to do and what they're unwilling to do after standing up and saying we are all about being against domestic abuse and we are not going to allow this to happen, you're allowing it to happen.
The Players Association.
You are giving your blessing to this kind of behavior.
The Players Association and these owners signed a collective bargaining agreement to give power, this type of power, to the commissioner to run the league properly if he deems that it's worthy or fit to do something of a 4-game or a 10-game suspension.
Now,
and he dropped the ball.
So Florio says he didn't have to go to Park Avenue. Ian Rappaport says maybe they did talk to him after. I'm sure they talked to him. We'll find out exactly what Rap Sheet said, and we'll take your calls on this. As Tyreek Hill, no suspension from the league, free and clear to play with the Chiefs this year, despite his son, no doubt living in fear. Mommy and or daddy broke his arm.
Yeah, he plays rough with him. I don't even want to play rough with him.
I have no reason to doubt that Tyreek Hill and his wife are responsible for this kid because, well, they're his parents and they're responsible for that kid.
I'm just glad it's monitored now.
In his care. Yeah. When it happened, the league, they don't see it that way. So go ahead and go play football, Tyreek. Good luck. More on this story as it develops coming up next after the Hub headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hill and Espinal accuse each other of troubling behavior and using belts to discipline their son.
And they said time and time again that literally kept saying, "Daddy punches me," which you do when he starts crying. What do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And then if he gets in trouble, you get the belt out and you
do. Okay, so what about you?
I told him that he gets whooped, but I don't use a belt, which is totally different.
You do use a belt, and that's sad. Even my mama said you use a belt.
When have I used a belt?
All right, the two of them, just real quality human beings, these two.
My mama said you used the belt.
Well,
you sure you used the belt? My mom said you beat the kid with the belt that day. She was cooking in the kitchen, and you're beating him. You make him open
his arms up to punch him in the chest, the three-year-old. Here's something. It's obviously Tyreek Hill is the one that we're talking about here because he's the one.
This is beyond a recorded phone conversation, too. I mean, there's history here.
Well, Tyreek Hill should be the one suspended by the NFL
right.
If they're going to, you know, remain consistent in their, or I shouldn't say consistent, if they are going to enforce ever this personal conduct policy when it comes to the health and welfare of others. If they're gonna have any kind of ethics, morality, anything, he's one who should be suspended. But when it comes to the fiance here, former fiance, I don't know. Have they said?
Oh, I'm sure they're together. They probably got married. They're in sandals now. Probably
have the save the date cards gone out for these two lovebirds. Rap Sheet
says, give them a belt rack for their room.
Rap Sheet says, during its investigation, NFL spoke with multiple people on both sides of the allegations into Tyreek Hill, including Hill. His fiancée, Crystal Espinal, did not make herself available despite repeated attempts. If new info surfaces, it'll be reopened. Closed as of now.
So it's like at the end of Copland when De Niro's in there and they come in and they take away all the case files, right? Because they're just shutting down the investigation. Close. Internal affairs, close it. Not this year. Case closed. Do you know who gets to go? Do you know who can't go to Gillette Stadium to see a football game this year? The guy that poured a drink on Tyreek Hill. He can't go to Gillette Stadium. Do you know who gets to play at Gillette Stadium? Tyreek Hill. The guy that broke his kid's arm. This guy in Kansas City put a laser pointer. It was all over the news this week on Tom Brady. Guy got fined, but he's banned. Banned from Arrowhead Stadium. He can't go to games, but Tyreek Hill can. There's your NFL.
That's right.
The Chiefs were crapping their pants so much about this. They banned him from the facility. They have no draft picks. Remember, they drafted Mahomes in the first round a couple years ago. They traded for that guy, Clark, who was franchised by Seattle, couldn't get signed. So they had to give up all the picks for that. Then they traded up to get this kid out of Georgia, the closest thing to Tyreek Hill, because they're like, shoot, he's gonna get whacked. They went out of their way to draft a guy that looks like Hill, that acts like Hill, that is fast as Hill, because we need him for the offense because they're going to suspend him. And they didn't. Like, based on past allegations or accusations, how's the commissioner usually acted? You're getting a couple games, regardless, right? And he went from out of his way from day one. Went out of his way on day one. Let's get all the facts here before we act accordingly. Which was like, it came off as he was, hey, I'm going to be fair to Tyreek here. Instead of everybody just piling on. Let's get all the facts first.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Something's going to happen with Zeke Elliott, I'm telling you, eventually down in Dallas. Because where there's smoke, there's fire. These recurring incidents. There's track records with these guys. You don't change. You'll change who you are. Adrian Peterson said he still disciplined his kid after that. He got back in the league. He played. He was still actually effective. Can't take those pictures away of what he did to his kid, though, or the marks from it. You don't need an outside law to allow you to suspend somebody. You are the law. Your CBA gave you the opportunity to do what you want to do with these type of people. And you got one, and you did nothing with it. You closed the investigation. Closed. Done. It's amazing. Let's take some calls.
Well, they've determined that the child is safe. So,
well, babe, it's not good enough to the point where we still have to monitor.
No, we're going to
monitor him.
Child's safe.
But nothing to see here, but we're going to monitor him.
That's the most important thing. He's not in immediate danger, though. So Tyreek Hill can play. What's the problem? Eric and Lynn, what do you got for us?
What's
up? Go ahead. Thanks for hanging.
All right, so I knew this was going to happen all along because it's just no surprise. That's how the NFL works. But I wanted to say, when we bring up Robert Kraft and say he makes the NFL look bad, if he gets proven not guilty, he could still get suspended. Well, why can't we say that for Tyreek Hill? Why can't he get suspended? Even if he's not guilty, he still makes the NFL look bad over these reoccurring incidents.
Good point.
Well, this is the point that Michael McCann brought up, and he said it's interesting that Roger Goodell doesn't punish Tyreek Hill for the remark, "You need to be terrified of me too, bitch," is what he told his fiance.
See what I'm saying?
Tyreek Hill, and I'm gonna let you go there. Thank you for holding on there, Eric. But Tyreek Hill
it's
and
like
his
about a 4-year-old virgin.
His really attorneys, like, this is according to Michael McCann, his attorneys did what Ezekiel Elliott and his attorneys couldn't do, and that's convince Roger Goodell and the league to see the absence of criminal charges as a reason to not punish.
You don't need that, though. The NFL's different, everybody. We learned this over the years.
That's what Tyreek Hill's attorneys did.
We just got done talking about an owner and how an owner will be held to a higher standard according to the league, because that's the way they govern. That's the way their rules are. Robert's getting nothing. He's not getting nothing after this.
Let's go to Matt in the car. Matt, go ahead. You're on with Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy and for Beetle. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
So three questions all related to this piece of garbage, Hill, and really in general, all those guys, the Rices, that kicker for the Giants. You know, why aren't players speaking out against this? Second, has there been a player to speak out against this? And third, you know, why hasn't there been a safety, linebacker, defensive back that just lines up one of these guys and just takes them out? Just send a message that these aren't the kind of players we want in our league.
Do you think they knew exactly what Aaron Hernandez was doing when they drafted him here? No, of course not. But there's a reason a guy falls. There's a reason a guy like Tyreek Hill falls. It's what type of culture you want to have in your locker room. You know what I mean?
I'm not talking. Listen, Hernandez, that's a completely different situation. I'm talking the guys that are hitting women and abusing kids.
Right. And, hey, and this is the greatest thing about the game of football. You bring 53 different guys of different races, creeds, colors, whatever upbringing that you are, whether you had a great family system, whether you didn't, whether you raised yourself or raised your sisters. And guys come together because of that. Everybody has everybody's back. That's part of this, too. It's like it's one of our guys in our locker room. He's going through a tough time. What do? You circle the wagons. You rally around him.
How would you? Yeah, but how? All right. So this happens, right? You know this guy did what he did in college, right? You're in the locker room, yeah. So you're a player on that team. You've been here. You've been there before.
You have captains meetings with your head coach. That's okay. What you do. You got five captains.
This guy, okay, made a mistake in college. Said he was going to live up. Said he was going to be better, or whatever. Be a better person. All that stuff. All that stuff came out about him, right?
Yeah.
You're in the locker room with him. He's a pretty good guy. Then all of a sudden, you find out this information. Now, next week, training camp starts. He comes back in the locker room. What's it like?
How many touchdowns he catch game one?
As a player, well, how are you receiving him in the locker room? Is it kind of like one of those where you bump your buddy on the side and say, hey, Tyreek's here. Is it going to be awkward?
No, it's not going to be awkward. It's going to be, okay. Is he still fast? Yeah, he's still fast. Pat needs him, right? We need Pat. Pat needs him to be Pat. All right, you need to run around like a chicken with your head cut off and then make a play, just throw it, chuck it.
All right, what if you're a different position group? What if you're a defensive lineman?
Here's what pissed me off. If I'm a guy got drafted or if I'm a guy that went there because I thought maybe they're not going to have them and I'm getting all these opportunities and I'm there working out every day, 5 days a week, going through the OTAs, going through the camps, this guy's just going to waltz in. And they're actually, the saddest part of this is they released that statement based on, we're going to delay contract talks, even though he's in his last year, we're going to put that off. That would piss me off more as a player.
All right, so you're saying it's all on-field related. It's nothing off-field related when he comes in the locker room. It's not going to be even an issue at all.
I think guys bury that stuff. I do. And that's sad. Well, bug them? Probably.
I just think of a guy like Chris Long, who's outspoken against everything, right? Great guy. How would a guy like that react to Tyreek Hill coming back to the locker room?
How's your head coach? How's your GM? How's your owner? Because really, that's what runs it, right? It's not Chris Long. Chris Long could go and talk to Andy Reid, right? That's what you do. Gee, but don't say anything bad about Andy Reid. Watch that. You might get fired too.
There's a fair amount of investigation and a lot been written about who is really responsible for this and the Espinal family. And Crystal, the fiance about their whole relationship and whether or not she has manipulated this entire situation. To me, the one who is ultimately responsible for this kid and this one injury that we're talking about here is secondary because they're two parents and they're both responsible. And if you knew what kind of person was the mother of your child and you didn't do everything you can to protect that child from that person, then it is your duty to remove the child from that situation. Tyreek Hill is either directly responsible or responsible by association, and either way, to me, the notion that, well, it couldn't have been him that actually did this based on the timeline, but that doesn't matter. The NFL does not need that type of burden of proof or anything else to make their decisions based on him being in violation of the personal conduct policy. That is not what the question is for me. In a court of law, of course it is, and I think that's why you haven't seen the criminal charges pressed in this case. All right, we'll continue with your calls on this, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Obviously, a hugely significant piece of news, something that Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs were expecting to come before training camp, and the NFL went through a thorough investigation alongside Child Protective Services and obviously local police in Kansas City, that they did their own investigation and their determination, the NFL's determination, after months and months of looking into it, talking to several people involved, listening to not just the clips of the audio that came out around draft time, but the full 11 minutes that a Kansas City radio station aired a couple weeks ago, something that the NFL had in its possession for a long time. The NFL did officially decide that Tyreek Hill did not violate the personal conduct policy. That means for the Chiefs star receiver, no suspension, no fine. He is, in fact, eligible to attend training camp for the Chiefs. And barring any new information, it means this entire saga for Tyreek Hill, for the Kansas City Chiefs, is in fact over. A huge, huge decision by the NFL today.
Another mention of the personal conduct policy. Let me read to you from the NFL personal conduct policy. Conduct by anyone in the league that is illegal, violent, dangerous, or irresponsible puts innocent victims at risk, damages the reputation of others in the game, and undercuts the public respect and support for the NFL.
Oh, you do a checkbox, you go down. Check,
ding,
check,
ding, check, ding, check, ding, check. Ding, ding.
This is ridiculous.
He violated the personal conduct policy. What are we talking about? No, Tyreek Hill. Lace him up, kid. Get on out there.
The fan that threw a beer on him, you could never go to a game there again. You're banned.
Right. Guy,
he could.
The guy who pointed the laser pointer at Tom Brady.
You're banned.
That I don't even think Brady knew about. Did Brady even know about it?
No, he didn't.
He got fined.
Yeah. But he's also banned from Arrowhead. Can't go back.
Tyreek Hill, fine. Yeah, go in. The hell? Go play.
Yeah.
Let's take your calls on this. I don't want to do it for much longer, Zoe, but
people have been hanging. We'll go through the calls.
Yeah, we'll go ahead. Larry, go ahead. Hi, New Hampshire. What do you got, Larry?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Good.
We all know what a bum this guy is, but just think of it this way, just alternatively. The way it is, if the state is holding a case and trying to build something against this guy, by the NFL suspending this guy, what happens is it might influence a jury case that comes out against the. So, you know, it might be a good thing that the end.
Oh, so the NFL
charges are pressed.
It was just an investigation, though.
Yeah,
this was not. There's no criminal charges here.
Yeah, talk amongst yourself.
All right,
Larry. Thanks for calling, pal.
I'm sure the NFL is working in concert with the courts and the prosecutors so that they could. This is a long con. They're just a slow burn as the means to get Tyreek Hill. The NFL doesn't want Tyreek Hill anywhere but on the field. That's obvious. That is painfully obvious. Not as painful as having your arm broken by mommy or daddy when you're a 3-year-old. But, oh, it is painfully obvious that the NFL wants Tyreek Hill playing for the Chiefs this season. Get him into camp. Get him on the field. That's what's important. They have made that abundantly clear this morning. Sickening. Gavin in the car, what do you got?
Hey, guys, Wyatt. My thing is, as a Patriots fan, you're obviously upset because Brady got the suspension and Tyreek Hill, who's a scumbag, didn't. But as a person, the NFL has a platform to be able to stand up against something that this is such a big issue on a national stand, like a national standpoint, and they just don't care because they're an embarrassment.
They could have helped them out. Real quick here, too. And here's the Chiefs' schedule to come out of the gate. Jacksonville, Raiders, Ravens, Detroit, Indianapolis. You could have suspended him 4 games. they still go 3-1.
Right.
If
you're looking at everything,
they're going to need him to beat Baltimore.
You know, the NFL, by the way, they say it's all about the child. It's all about the child, the safety and the welfare of the child. But if by some strange reason, though, they were to look at it from the football angle, they could have sat him for 4 games and not going to bother the Chiefs all that much.
Edelman gets suspended. That suspension comes down. You know what I go? I go right to that schedule. What do you get? Ooh, that game in Jacksonville is going to be tough. We knew that. Okay. Then, boom, you get popped in Detroit. Now, all of a sudden, you're behind the 8-ball. Like,
they wanted to suspend him. They could have suspended him. That's it.
Yeah. He could have missed September, and it wouldn't have been that big a deal for them.
Don't we know by now that the Roger Goodell and the league can do whatever they want? They can do whatever they want. They didn't want to.
Their law.
They didn't want to suspend him, so they didn't. Matt in Pepperell.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Matt.
Obviously, this is a bit of a reach, but just... Is there any chance this could be to set precedent so that way they don't have to suspend Robert Kraft either since there's no charges pressed or the charges were dropped?
There could be an issue of precedent when, you know, the league is considering this stuff. But, look, there have been other cases where there was just, for instance, Jimmy Smith, the Ravens cornerback. He was suspended 4 games. The NFL found evidence of threatening and emotionally abusive behaviors toward his former girlfriend. Now, was Jimmy Smith ever charged or incarcerated in those? I don't remember. I'm literally asking. But the
I don't know, but she don't have to be is the point.
Yeah, and this was just like a year ago. This was August of 2018. All right, well, the Robert Kraft thing hadn't happened. I don't think they're all that concerned about the legal precedent. I don't think they're all that concerned about consistency. I think what they're
Why didn't a mother talk to the league? That's my problem, too. Like, the Bert Breer, he's emphasizing, too, the point. I know you brought it up that they reached out multiple times to talk to this Crystal woman, and she declined. So eventually, I think he got to her and bought her off.
There's a statement from the Kansas City Chiefs and something from the Kansas City Star about the whole, like, you know.
You wonder if they're going to get married or not?
Yeah.
We have more details on that.
Okay. Oh, good.
It's just sequential.
Well.
How's the contract? Hey, Jim, they still backburnering that?
No, they got to get a deal done with this guy.
65 guaranteed?
Probably not today. Probably not this weekend. It'll happen. Don't you worry about Tyreek Hill. He's going to be fine. He's going to get to play. What do the Chiefs have to say about this? We'll tell you after the Hub headlines here in 90 seconds. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.